Chapter 24. May 9th of year 19. Adam. He is floating on his back, drifting through the sea. A gentle swell lifts him slightly upward. The sky is green, and on the horizon a white sun is setting, while a yellow sun stands directly overhead. The water is pleasantly warm, and he floats in it even without swim strokes. Then he is suddenly shaken back and forth. He receives a painful slap on his cheek, and there is this giant eye over him, which looks at him as if it knew all of his secrets. Adam screams. The stare of this eye makes his blood curdle. "It is okay," Marchenko's voice says. "You are safe. He is a friend." The voice does not come from the eye, but from somewhere behind it. Yet it has an immediate calming effect on him. Adam looks around. The eye belongs to a body. It is a huge body, reminiscent of a frog. The creature now pulls back its arms. Those must have been shaking him. Adam notices that he can feel his limbs again. There's an unpleasant tingling sensation, but it is starting to fade. "Take your time," Marchenko says. What happened? He'd been carrying Marchenko in his arms, wanting to turn into this side corridor. At that point, his memory ends. "Did the alien injure me like this?" He knows the creature must be an alien, even though he never saw one before. Marchenko laughs. "If our friend had wanted to hurt you, he would look very different now. Did you see his arms?" "That is true." "So who did it?" "Your good friend Marchenko, too. He must have heard us coming." "And is he gone now? Or is that you? Come on over here, if you can manage to walk again. You will definitely recognize me. I also know how you injured your wrist. Just ask me." "What about Marchenko too? Did you defeat him?" "Eve pulverized him."
"What?"
"She fired the alien's weapon at him."
"She did what?"
"You understood me correctly. It was self-defense. Marchenko too threatened her with the same weapon he used to knock you out."
"What about Eve? Where is she?"
"She is lying right next to you. She is still asleep. You can try to wake her up, or should our new friend take over that task?"
"That's okay, Marchenko, I will do it."
Adam concentrates on his limbs. They obey him, so he rolls to his side and then gets on his knees. He has to take it easy. Then he looks around. He sees the silhouette of the alien at the entrance of the side corridor. It is not very brightly lit, but he immediately sees that Eve is indeed lying next to him. He looks at her. Now that he knows she is not his sister, she appears even more beautiful to him. Did Marchenko already tell her about it? It is time to wake her up. He gently strokes her cheeks. She becomes agitated and then suddenly jerks upright. He barely manages to get out of her way.
"Where is he? Where's the bastard?"
she gasps, looking around in panic. "He is gone," Marchenko says. "But look, Adam is here." Eve turns around and looks at him. Yet she shows no reaction. Has she forgotten him? Then her eyes light up.
"Oh, Adam," she says. "I'm so happy to see you."
"I am too. I mean, that you are here," Adam says and blushes.
They embrace.
"But what happened to Marchenko too?"
Eve asks, looking at Adam.
"I was unconscious," Adam replies.
"You finished him off, Eve," Marchenko says. "He can't endanger us anymore. Never again."
"I didn't want to do that."
"I know, but you had no choice. Otherwise, we would all be in his power."
"You know what the worst thing was? Up to the very end, I was not sure which of you two was the real one."
"I can imagine it. He was very clever about that," Marchenko says.
"Why did he know so much about us?"
"He wanted to kill me with his electric whip. In order to buy time, I told him what had happened. And then Gronolf intervened."
"Gronolf? Is that the alien? Do you understand his language?"
Adam asks. "We are still working on our communication. So far, we have managed to exchange names."
"Can you teach us his language once you've learned it?"
"That won't be possible, Eve. Some of the sounds he uses are in the ultrasonic range, and you could not pronounce them. Right now, I am recording all of his utterances, analyzing the context, and later I will attempt to create a linguistic model."
"That sounds doable," Adam admits.
"It works as long as we are dealing with something we can see at the moment. Once we talk about abstract issues, it will become more difficult. Maybe then symbols will help us.
A sign language?
Yes, Adam. How long will it take until we can converse fluently? Eve asks.
That will be a lengthy process. Maybe never.
Lengthy? Eve looks at Marchenko, and then at Adam, obviously distressed.
That's bad.
What is the problem?
Adam asks.
You wouldn't know this. We might only have a few days left. Something really huge is approaching us.
Something huge?
Adam gets up slowly. He needs to move around now. I don't know what it is. On the map it looked like another planet. Eve looks as if she has not told them everything yet.
And how do you know it is approaching us?
I called it, Eve explains. I thought I was sending a distress call. I had no idea the thing would go on a collision course right away.
You use the alien systems? That was risky.
What do you know about this, Adam? You were gone. I'd lost Marchenko, so to me, this seemed to be the only way out.
Eve did the right thing, the AI's voice says. From her perspective, it was the sensible approach. It is always easy to judge things in hindsight. Understanding these strange systems was already an enormous achievement. This might help us avert the threat.
Do you think the alien actually needs our help? Asks Eve, tilting her head.
I don't know, Marchenko says. It would be better if he can manage it on his own. If he can't solve the problem, and we also fail at it, he won't be as restrained as he is now. I think we are in his good graces because you killed Marchenko too in front of him. But if you later become responsible for the death of his species, he might not be so happy.
I can sure understand that, Adam says.